for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday evening, July the 2nd, 2017. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Great Deceptions. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And people are going to believe it. You hear me? How many know that many people already believe we're saved from some faith in God's name, right? Some fact way off. I'm sorry, I've got to keep his mind. He comes and warns me, can I keep that microphone on? Alright. Everybody who will, say, Lord, I repent for the things I brought in my home that were not healthy for me or my children. I ask you to reveal the truth, Lord. Even now, begin to show me things that need to go. I break the curse that has come in through any cursed object. And I command those spirits that have come into me through movies, toys, symbols, items to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. You can't stay. That that came from the cursed object, I break her power. In Jesus' name. That is the totem pole. That is the dream catcher. Go. Buddha, get out now. In Jesus' name. Go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And the next thing I'm going to talk about is tattoos. I was born in 1960. Right around 2000, last part of 99, so we gave my life to the Lord and He pulled me out of the pit. I lived a life of a functioning, drug using, womanizing mess. Okay? And the Lord has been merciful. He's been good. So I've used the drugs, the sexual sin, fighting, all that mess. Divorce, all of that mess. I want to say this before I go here. Had the enemy got me into tattoos, I'd have been covered from head to foot. Okay? I just would. I drank hard. I smoked hard. Everything I did to an excess. Okay? So if that would have been, I would have been covered from head to foot. But many of God's people think this is okay, and it's not. I told you earlier that the Lord said He gave us an example of what was in the Old Testament. The law has not been done away with. Jesus said He came to fulfill the law. If you come into Him through grace, you're not charged with the law. But if you're going to sin here on earth, you may make heaven. But if you're practicing sin, you're probably not. If you're truly born again, you're going to fight sin. Listen, you may be in deception. You can be. We know what demons can do. God's a merciful God. But I want you to hear something. Every moral law that's in the Old Testament remains today, and they're all wrapped up in the love of the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and love your neighbors, you love yourself. But if you go out and commit murder, you broke God's law. If you go out and covet your neighbor's life, you broke God's law. Jesus elevated the status from you should not commit adultery to you should not look, if you look at a woman lust in your heart, He elevated the status. Listen, if you really go search out the New Testament, you're going to find out that He gave us more instruction than they had in the Old Testament. Far more. But He said, I gave you the Holy Spirit to help you. And we know full well none of us can do it ourselves, and He did all the glory. But law is still the law. And so this law is right there, and then tattooing is right there with the witchcraft law. How many think it's okay to do witchcraft? It's not. So this is a trap of the enemy. He hates human beings. and he wants us to defile the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if he can get you to defile it through goodness, donuts, he'll do that. Okay? But boy, he really loves it if we can get us in sexual sin, especially God's people. And then when we mark our bodies, that's what, then he's got us there. And I'm just going to read some things about it to educate God's body. And if you're one with a tattoo, well, then we just repent for it, like any other sin. Okay? Right. Leviticus 19:28, the Amplified, says, "You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print or tattoo any marks upon you, for I am the Lord." Seems straightforward. You shall not tattoo any marks on you. Now, for the individual who loves the Lord and is looking for ways to please the Lord, it would indicate stay away from tattoos. It appears simple. But there's an approach many take in looking around for a way of what seems to be the obvious. Looking a way around things. Look at Peter in Matthew 18. Jesus was teaching about forgiving others. In particular, forgiving him that was confronting them in repentance. Peter comes up with a question looking for a limit, a way around what Jesus was teaching. He asks in 21, he says, verse 21, "How often, Jesus, do I forgive? As many as 7 times? And Jesus pointed out there was no way. As Christians seeking to have a passionate walk with the Lord, we should not be looking for limits or ways around what the Bible says. We want to understand with clarity, but not try to get away with stuff. I told you where I live. You know what? I don't go near the fire anymore. I don't watch things I don't need to watch. I don't go sit with the dope smokers while they're smoking dope and fellowship with them. I'm not inviting the church. I'm running in there and help them any way that we can, but I'm not going to fellowship with that darkness. I don't go see if I can take one coke just to see if it'll not stick." I heard a fellow say, if you don't ever take the first step, you'll never find yourself on the wrong path. You hear that? Okay. I told you Jesus upgraded the standard. Our walk with the Lord is to be a holy walk, one that reflects God's righteousness and not a standard set by man. 2 Timothy does tell us all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that every man of God may complete, thoroughly equipped for good work. The scripture Timothy is referring to is Old Testament because the New Testament did not exist. They didn't even know. Paul's writing to Timothy there. But he didn't know. He's writing letters to the churches that existed that day. God gathered those letters and gave them to us. So the scripture that he's talking about is the law and the prophets in the Old Testament. All scripture is profitable. He told us in 1 Corinthians 10, I told you there were examples, here is the deal. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 11, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things like they lusted after. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, rose up to play, nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Let us not tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents, nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer." How many know God's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow? How many know he doesn't want to destroy us? But our own choices can destroy us? We're told to be holy unto the Lord. I want to go back here, but here's pictures. You know what's the common theme of every one of those times? Every one of them, what you're seeing? They don't worship Yahweh. The origin of tattoos was always pagan. All the other nations did. God told them not. He wanted his people special and set aside. Yeah. We pray. It's not that you have to get them removed. That's for you and God. Well, we want to get the demons out of them. Because everyone that you took, you got a demon in that. And you got a soul tie. Just like you had sex with the person that broke your blood. So we want to get rid of those things. can remember the day, back in the 60s, when the only folks that had tattoos were sailors that went to the Orient. And bikers, gangs. They were the only people. And now, see, but what happens is sin gets worse each generation. Okay? And the deception. So it is an addictive thing too. And so, because most people can't just get like a late potato chip. Can't eat this one. Can't just get one. Get another one, another one, and another one. Because it brings addiction and bondage to it. And so, what was then was only in people that, like I said, the sailors that went in. And by the way, they got tattooed by Buddhists and Hindus. They got their spirits going back to them. And now it's getting, now if you look at people, and it's, there is no line, it said rough people. It's good people that love the Lord are getting them. Okay? And one of the other things is there's a mark of the beast coming, right? If you're already marked, the majority of people, what's the deal with another? It's part of the great deception. So, know this. Christian tattoos such as a scripture and crosses will bring an antichrist spirit because the real Jesus would never do that. He would never condone it. He'll forgive you. He'll cleanse you of the sin. He'll cast the demons out of you, but he's never going to say it's okay. Just imagine coming out of here and going finding a church building and painting graffiti on the sign. You wouldn't do it. So, all who will pray with me, let's pray. And Father, forgive me for me, my ancestors, for marking their body in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for worshiping any false gods through the tattoos. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I'm confessing to you, Jesus, according to your promise, you'll forgive me and cleanse me. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse that's come into me. Through the tattoos. I break ungodly soul ties with everyone that broke my flesh and put tattoos on me. In the name of Jesus, I send their souls and human spirit where they belong, and I call mine back to me. Covered in the blood of Jesus. I break the demonic bridges between me and those people. In Jesus' name. And now I command every spirit that came through the tattoos, and even my ancestors, to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Pagan spirits go. Even if you came in from other sources, come out. Pagan, heathen, bondage, addiction, perversion, infirmity, antichrist, unclean, idolatry, witchcraft, sorcery, slavery, death, pride, vanity, false comforters. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. If you've got a tattoo, whatever it is, if it's a grim reaper, tell it to get out. You tell it. I don't know what all this is on your body, but if it's a grim reaper, tell them to get out. If it, you know where they are, and whatever it is, tell it out. If you've got a heart or that's got a broken heart, you're going to walk around brokenhearted all the time. I know a girl that I met a girl one time, and we was doing a ministry, and she had tattooed something on her foot so that she would look at it and it would remind her to pray. And you know what she said? I haven't been able to pray ever since I put that in. She was bound from praying. That was 5 years later. Good Christian girl, goes to church all the time. Lost her effective prayer life over there. Okay? So whatever it is, if that's you, I'm going to give you a minute. If you've got a grim reaper, if you've got a skeleton, if you've got something that represents death, if it's Antichrist, tell it to go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's all about whether you want to be free or not. In Jesus' name. Listen. There are people, there's people in church, oh, it's fine, it's under grace. Well, listen, people say you can sin under grace. You don't sin under grace. By the grace of God, He helps us not to sin. By the grace of God, when we sin, we can run to Him in repentance and get cleansed by His grace. But it's not a license to sin. We don't want to be destroyed. Amen? So if that's you, you want them out, tell them to go, Thunderbirds, whatever's there, all deaf spirits come out, take a deep breath. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Everybody go on and call for me if you would. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. All that witchcraft, all the slavery, all the bondage, in the name of Jesus. I break their power. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Okay, here's some, many people got sacred cows on this one. You know what a sacred cow is? It's something you don't want to. India's got sacred cows. So does Nepal, Hindu nations. They can run on the streets, do whatever they want to do, sit in your yard, whatever, come in your house. Whatever the demon in that cow wants to do, it can do. And if you kill a cow, you get 30 years in prison. If you kill a man, you get 15. That's their law. So, do you have a sacred cow? Okay? Let's kill them. And I'm going to tell you about this essential laws. I'm going to go into it, but it's witchcraft. And it snuck into the church. And the way it snuck into the church was everybody knows Big Pharma. Most people know that we got a medicine problem. Man, there's folks, Lord, they're on Social Security and they make $1,200, $1,500 and spend $1,100 on medicine. Because they give them one medicine for one thing, and then they get a next one for this side effect, and this for this. Pretty soon they got 10 side effects and 11 medicines. And it's killing God's people. So many of God's people are coming in the church and know that ain't right. So here comes the enemy. I got a solution. And it said from the Bible. From the Bible. It is a potion. Now listen to me. I'm not telling you if you went out and made your own and you did not quit repenting and went to God and you talked to him about it, that you couldn't do something that had some kind of benefit from the herbs that God has made. Or if you found what you knew to be a true Christian source. But the problem is that the sources that are the most popular, that all the little ladies are running around in the church saying, I got the cure for that, and I got the cure for that, try this for that, this for that, this for that, they got 15 oils they put on for everything. The problem is it's taking the place of the Holy Spirit. And the problem is the makers, and here's the problem with the makers attribute spiritual qualities to them. And therefore they make them a potion. Okay, Wikipedia says, is a magical medicine drug in liquid form. In mythology and literature, a potion is usually made by a magician, dragon, fairy, or witch, and has magical properties. It is used for various motives, including the healing, bewitching, or poisoning of people. Love potions are to help somebody fall in love with another person. Sleeping potions cause long-term or eternal sleep. And elixirs to heal or cure any wounds or maladies. So the following is a quote from this website. It's called The Last Hiker. I've got numerous ones that I've gone to and seen these, but I want to read this to you. Leviticus says you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not follow their practices. Since the beginning of time, people have been using oils for medicinal and spiritual purposes. Ancient Egypt is known for mystical wisdom as oil. I pray for that baby now in the name of Jesus. And I bind the enemy that's trying to harm her. But Lord, if you're delivering her, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, who the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name. Anybody who agrees with me, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. We agree. Thank you, Lord. Thank your whole Lord. Thank you, Father. In fact, yes, Lord, don't stop it. Thank you, Father. Devil, you don't stop it. But you're not going to harm her, devil, either, in Jesus' name. No wrenching as they come out. In fact, ancient Egypt is known for its mystical wisdom and oils. It's nothing new. Nothing good or evil about an oil. It's an object. It's natural. The problem is always how men try to use it. And like crystals. God made crystals there in the ground there, but you take it off and try to work witchcraft with it, you just made it a witchcraft. Cursed object. I've noticed a stunning and alarming trend of Christian women, it's mostly women, promote essential oils for medicinal purposes. All for natural remedies, your chicken soup makes you better, cook it, eat it, enjoy it. But some of these companies have very serious New Age and occult connections. There's a major one called Young's Living Oil. Okay? And they market their oils in a plain witchcraft jargon, New Age jargon. It's deceiving because they have a DVD that they call the 12 Oils of Ancient Scripture. So you can buy along with a kit of those 12 oils for $300. Listen, we know a lady that probably bought $10,000 worth of these oils. Because she's seen a tribulation coming and didn't figure it'd be any medicine. Then she started using them on her family, and then a couple of grandchildren started manifesting other issues. It was a spirit-filled family, by the way, so it manifested quickly. A family that's serving the Lord. So they weren't blinded to it. They knew something was wrong. And then we went, and there was a young man. And so they asked me if there was anything wrong with it. So I began to research. That's what I did. Listen, don't just take things at face value. Go dig. Find out what the root of things are. It's your responsibility to stay free. You don't have to just take everything everybody. Go look. See what things say. If the root stinks, the tree stinks, by the way. Just know that. Alright? So when I looked, I found the problems. I called him back and I said, I wouldn't mess with that stuff. And the young man is a great friend and a son in the Lord. And he says, and his first sinus is he's using. He says, yeah, but it works. And I said, so does witch doctor medicine work? It works temporarily, but you're exchanging one set of demonic problems for another. For a bigger one. So maybe you get your sinuses healed and you have a car wreck kills you a year later. Or divorce. That's the way it works. You play cards with the devil. So the ladies, so went and one of their son had a stomach issue all of a sudden developed. And he's a spirit-filled young man himself. He's about 15 years old. Parents asked me to pray for him. So I went and I said, okay, young man, I said, let's pray. And we're going to ask God what the problem is. And we prayed, and he said, I keep seeing all these oil bottles. And I said, okay, let's forgive your grandmother, break your soul tie, pray a minute, cast the demons out. And that was the end of it. Many, many other stories.
The lady did get rid of her $10,000.
Yeah, she did. She ended up getting rid of it, but it wasn't after that event. It was later on, she got a little bitty grand boy, and when he started growling, then that was what turned the tide. Okay. So they're acting like the fact that Jesus was given frankincense and myrrh means that all and all of their practices are fully biblical. Listen, they didn't have infused oils until 600 years after Jesus. Jesus' frankincense and myrrh was in the solid form. Okay? So there's a man named Gary Young that is the founder of Young's Living Oil. He is a professing Christian. So you can find him discussing oils in the Bible Spiritual Energy Healing.com. In this article, he talks about the third eye being opened by the use of essential oils. He is also referred to the pineal gland. That's tied to the third eye.
Well, he calls it the third eye.
He calls it the third eye. It's not a Christian belief. It's not scientific. It is a Hindu, Buddhist belief.
He talks about the chakras.
The chakras. Listen to this. This is his words. Many people said we communicate to our father through the pineal gland. I've not found documentation on that, so I don't know if that's a correct statement. But I do believe when you have a spiritual experience, you get this warm, burning, fuzzy feeling in your bosom. The chemical that creates the warm, fuzzy feeling in your bosom is secreted from the pineal gland, and that may be the reason we're told by some scientists that the pineal gland is responsible for that communication. Very special, says Young. By the way, he's in Utah. You can't link him to Mormonism. You can't find that for sure. But he's in Utah. And the guy that come away from him that made the next biggest brand called doTERRA is definitely a Mormon, a high elder in the church. I don't want oil coming from Mormons either. Okay? If you don't know, Mormons aren't Christians. Okay? They're deceived people. Now, you know what the Mormons do when they witness to somebody? They'll ask him, do you feel that burning in your chest? In your abdomen? That's there. They ask that. And if somebody says, oh yeah, I feel it, well, that's God talking to you. So that's exactly how a Mormon is. His chest. He goes on to advise, let me share with you, if you want to have a beautiful experience, take 3 drops of cedarwood, mix it with 6 drops of sandalwood, and 1 drop of cassia, then go into that sacred, quiet place, put this on, and do your prayers and meditations, and when you regain consciousness, write down what you remember. It will be a beautiful experience. Regain consciousness. I don't want any of that. If you go to Young's Living website, you can easily find a page dedicated to their oil blends. This is where you can easily see the truth behind the company. You have to understand that this witchcraft is no more, no less than pharmacia. It's sorcery, it's potion, and it made a huge end around in the church. I'm telling you, all over the church, and man, I'm telling you, it's a sacred cow. You tell somebody about it, they will try to kill you. I mean, they'll slam you, talk about you're crazy, you're over. Because it is, there's no reasoning. Because they're hooked. They've been lied to and deceived. And they're on them now. And even when I did other research on it, they got a kid, and one of their oils changes the way you think so you can sell their product. I mean, want some of that? Yeah, and they do all sorts of rituals. They got a feather ritual in which they put oil on you and then take a feather and move it back and forth. They got it from the Native Americans to do that. They got a raindrop technique. They drop it on you like that. The raindrop technique comes from the Tibetan Buddhists. See, and they tell the people, good Christian people, all good things come from nothing. That's not true. There was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. How many know we were never supposed to eat of that? And it had good. And it had evil. And it tasted good. And it smelled good. And it looked good. But it sure was a mess. For everybody, for us, for Adam and Eve and everybody else. So, all right, I'm going to show you. Okay, here's one called Abundance. Is created to enhance the frequency of the harmonic magnetic energy that surrounds us. This higher frequency creates what's called the law of attraction. Did I talk to you about laws earlier? Okay? Which refers to the things we attract to ourselves. Abundance opens us up to a wealth of possibilities. Another occult blend is Dreamcatcher. It's an exotic formula designed to enhance the process of dreaming and visualization. The ability to hold on to your dreams. Positive dreams. That positive dreams that move you forward emotionally and spiritually can lead to greater ability to realize your desires and stay on the path of fulfillment. Dreamcatcher also protects against negative dreams that might cloud your vision. The problem, huge problem, is the people that make them. How many know that Jesus is supposed to protect your dreams? How many people know, listen, if you don't, you need to start. When you go to bed, pray over your sleep. Apply the blood of Jesus to your dream life. Invite God to come in your dreams and nobody else. Amen? How many know that you, listen, as an individual are responsible for guarding your soul? I can't guard your soul. Huh? Nobody else can guard your soul. Now, you got a good shepherd that's a pastor. The Bible says he might be praying for you to guard your soul. But let me tell you something. You need to pray over your sleep. You get dreams, you go to bed, you don't pray, you get some kind of mess coming in there, well, you left your soul unguarded. The devil comes in the night, how many might know that? Okay? So here's another one. Trauma Live. It is a calming, grounding blend of therapeutic grade essential oils formulated to help release buried emotional trauma resulting from accidents, neglect, death of a loved one, assault, or abuse. Left unchecked, emotionally draining episodes may be at the root of fatigue, anger, and restlessness. That statement's right. That's okay. So you ain't gonna fix it with an oil. You're gonna get more problems using these oils. Because that's the job of Jesus and the Holy Spirit to fix us and to cleanse us and to take those images out of our mind. Inspiration includes oils traditionally used by the native peoples of Arabia, India, and North America for enhancing spirituality, prayer, meditation, and inner awareness. It creates an aromatic sanctuary for those seeking quiet meditation and spirituality. You go on and on and on. in their walls. They're all given spiritual qualities. Here's some information from a website called The Witch's Cupboard on how oils can be used for potions. Spiritual oils can be used in a number of ways. Your oil can be used as one of the most important tools in your ritual space. Candles, crystals, amulets, talismans, and other charms may be anointed with spiritual oils, and this is a really great way to turn simple, mundane items into items of magical power and energy, as well as charms already magically empowered ritual tools. Ritual witchcraft oils can also be used to anoint the body. Some essential oils, such as cinnamon and clove, can cause, it's telling me, you can burn yourself, but listen to me. How many know we're not supposed to have any water droplets? Amen? All who will, let's repent. I declare in Jesus' name, for the court of heaven, in the presence of Almighty God, His holy angels, for Satan and his demons, and before many human witnesses, that I repent for and renounce the sins of my ancestors and my own sin. I break all these curses brought on them and me by those sins, by any rite or ceremony. These curses are declared null and void from all time past and going forward. They're broken off of me and my future generations. I renounce and break all these curses, all unholy agreements, contracts, vows, oaths, promises, pacts, blood oaths, blood pacts, and soul ties. I turn from and renounce any denial by my ancestors of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, or by myself. I turn from and renounce Satan and all of his works. I specifically renounce witchcraft, occult practices, games, occult board games, card games, astral projection, essential oils, voodoo, santeria, pagan ceremonies, Masonic laws, all forms of Freemasonry, Prince Hall Freemasonry, false religion, Catholicism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, Eastern religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Islam, cults, gangs, mind control, insanity. I renounce the death tongue in the flesh. I renounce the pride that led me or my ancestors into doing that. I renounce the vanity. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the spirit of divination. I renounce all other witchcraft rituals, all curses, domination, bullying, seduction. In the name of Jesus, I renounce necromancy, talking to the dead. I repent for ever touching a dead body. I renounce all guidance by familiar, a family spirit, especially spirits posing as ancestors. I renounce Kundalini, all spirits that came in, even from the church, New Age spirits that are disguised as the Holy Spirit. I renounce another Jesus, another Father, another Holy Ghost. I renounce every serpent spirit, in the name of Jesus, I renounce that that came in by the laying on of hands, even by well-meaning people. I break that in Jesus' name. I repent if I ever blank my mind in any practice that opened the door to those demons. I renounce all thoughts involving calling of spirits other than the Holy Spirit of God. I will listen to no other spirit than the Spirit of my Lord Jesus. I renounce the enjoyment of fighting, aggression, violence, all martial arts in every form. I renounce yoga in the name of Jesus. I believe you, Lord, that you're my deliverer, and it's your will to give me the children's bread. I receive freedom and healing in Jesus' name and Thank you, Father, for grace to walk it out. Now take a deep breath. Come on out of them now. In the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people now. In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, occultism, cult board game. In the name of Jesus. Spirits from Ouija boards. In the name of Jesus. Spirits from seances. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out of God's people now. In the name of Jesus. Go. In Jesus' name. That from the essential oils. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. From Gary Young. From doTERRA. From any other source. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Ungodly, come out of there. In the name of Jesus. Hanfania, go. Pagan ceremony, go. Every spirit that came in from every ritual. Every spirit from the Masonic Lodge Jesus wants out today. Go. Baphomet, come out. In the name of Jesus. Baphomet, come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Jail too. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, do this. Say, just like, take a hood, a blindfold off your face. Now, take off the blindfold from the Masonic Lodge. And I give it to Jesus. Say, take it again. Say, I take off the veil of mourning in Jesus' name. Say, I take off the tabletop in Jesus' name. Say, I take off the Masonic slippers in Jesus' name. I take off the ball and chain in Jesus' name. I take off the snake clasp in Jesus' name. It's off like a belt. Take it off. Say, in the name of Jesus, I take off the lambskin apron, false purity in Jesus' name. I renounce Isis, Osiris, Horus, Nimrod, Semiramis, Tammuz. In the name of Jesus, I renounce Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. I break every demonic threefold core, every demonic trinity in Jesus' name, including death, hell, and the grave, fear, doubt, and unbelief, accident, injury, and calamity. Go from me in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Now all those Masonic spirits come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Go. That Masonic spirit from the communion. Go, 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 go. Let it go. In the name of Jesus, you can't stay. Baphomet, get out of God's people. Isis, Osiris, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Nimrod, come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the witchcraft, come out of them in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Spirits of Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, all Eastern religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, that that came in through yoga, I break your power. That that came in through karate, I break your power. Taoism, Islam, cults, gangs, mind control, all insanity, come out. Double-minded man, that's where they bow the knee to God, bow the knee to Baphomet. I break your power, double-mindedness, in the name of Jesus. Obsessive compulsive, come out, in the name of Jesus. Bipolar, come out. Schizophrenic spirits, let them go, in the name of Jesus. Insanity, I break your power, in the name of Jesus. Divination, I break your power. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. But demonic toys, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that came through the toys, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you took your children to watch these Disney movies like Trees, and those out there, demonic. And so is Moana. It's demonic. The guy, the main character, is a god. He says he is. You're entertaining the darkness. And if you went and saw Atlantis, then they're worshiping gods in that thing. Disney is a myth. If you've done that, you're willing to change, then say with me, I repent. Lord, I repent. I don't want to be entertained by projections, images of false gods and witchcraft. I break these curses in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Violence, come out. Violence for the movies. Violence for the music. Rage, anger, fit thrower. In the name of Jesus, go. Tormentor, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, insomnia, come out. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In Jesus' name, out, out, out. Torment, can't sleep at night. Restless. Sleep, but don't get rest. I break your power. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Up and out. Kundalini. In the name of Jesus, you two-headed serpent. Come out. Voodoo spirits. Voodoo spirits. That came down the bloodline from ritual. Spirits at mouth. I break your power. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Obsessive, compulsive, bipolar, schizophrenic, every spirit that flops back and forth, yin and yang, I break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, unstable, I break your power. Asthma, come out. in the name of Jesus. Come out. Asthma from Freemasonry. Asthma from the bowels. Come out of that is where they start to cut their throats in the name of Jesus. I close those spiritual life weapons. Say in the name of Jesus. I command the infirmity whose legal rights have been broken to come out of me. Now, in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come out of their heart and lungs. Come out of their heart and lungs in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. From the ocean, cut their chest open. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out of their throat and the thyroid. In the name of Jesus, those the sonic spirits that are in the thyroid. Come out now from the ocean, cut their throat. We break it. The rebellion that's in the eyes. Come out now in the name of Jesus from the hoodwink, the blindness from the hoodwink. Come out now, you infirmity. Come out now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You that's in the bowels from the oath to cut the belly open. I break their power. Come out now in the name of Jesus. All the infirmity in the bowels in the name of Jesus. Go, leaky gut. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, let them go. Ulcers come out from the fear. In the name of Jesus, all the fear and the anxiety and the panic, we break your power. Anxiety, fear, panic, we break your power. Everybody say, Father, forgive me for walking in fear. For anything not of faith is sin. I confess it is sin. You haven't given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So I renounce fear and receive my courage from you. So fear, anxiety, panic, pressure, tension, worries, go. High blood pressure, go. In Jesus' name. Death. Death from idolatry. Death from adultery. Death from witchcraft. Death from rebellion. Leave. In Jesus' name. Now come on out. Rescue death, spirits, come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Go. Fear of death, come out. In the name of Jesus. Fear of tomorrow, come out. Fear of the future, come out. In the name of Jesus. Fear of the demons, come out. In the name of Jesus. Fear of Satan, come out. Now, in the name of Jesus. Fear of witchcraft, come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let God's people go. In Jesus' name. Fear of the dark, come out. Fear of loud noises, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Raise your hands to heaven, if you will. If you will. Say, Lord, you're my deliverer. Your name is Yahweh. I am yours. You're mine. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. By faith you saved me. I believe you saved me. It was by faith for your grace. By that same faith, I'm now delivered. I take all the grief and all the mourning. And I put it on you, Lord. We took it to the cross. And I'm inviting you to come in and heal every place where I've been wounded and broken by any human being in my own actions. I invite you, Holy Spirit, to fill me with wisdom and counsel and might and understanding and knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and perfect love that cast out fear in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray over each of your sleep that it would be sweet, and that if there's any bit of protection, it'll be from Jesus, our God, and Holy Spirit alone. And may you be rested and come back ready to go tomorrow and get some more freedom in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.